Let's go.
I'm not afraid of the dark.
afterwards.
You're in charge.
This is a song that I just learned. I knew it, but it just it's an amazing song.
Be the It's been too long since we've been able to feel a niggin like that, no?
Too long.
over a year, maybe a year and a half. I think we met right before Purim, no? Maybe even Purim. I think Purim night, no? No?
Maybe I wasn't
there. All I know is that to feel that Kikarov, David Mamish has got his fingers ready to go. You said it, and he had the intro. Just like Eitan, maybe even better. He had every chord. If you heard, I've listened to Key Carver, and I'm sure you guys have it a few times.
Yeah.
David and Mamish, you put us. I don't even want to say Torah because I just want to sing. I'm going to say very short because I want to go back to that feeling. So thank you very much for leading us always. We appreciate your mysterious nefesh. Hashem should bless you to continue to inspire us. And to the Chevra, who pushed us, to spread the word. The rain was the Yitzhahara. But Mitzvah next week, even if there's one Jew, two Jews. So Chavar Shkach, Shkach the Gavir Yitzchak, pushing us, David and Zach, Dr. Eitan. It's not Pasha coming out late at night. You could be sitting at home watching the rain hit your house, watching the Hawks play or something. The Knicks aren't playing tonight. They got rocked last night. Whatever. But to be able to come out, to be able to dive in and sing, it's not so comfortable outside. Yeah, hard. Just, yeah, hopefully we'll be zocher to go inside. Always be zocher to go inside in our lives, and make Hashem not live outside lives, but pneumistic lives, deep lives, genuine, sincere lives. I don't know about you guys, but it's been a hard week. I didn't know been a very Vayidom Aaron type of week of not being able to really speak, and even when I talked or even when I was putting on my status, everything was Meron. Everything, if it wasn't Meron, it was just a distraction. But down to every single one of us, our hearts were mamish with Meron. Mm-hmm. The Sfarim say that Meron is also Osios Rimon. I wasn't planning on saying this Torah, but I think we're Moshe Wolfson Shlita. He says Meron. Why, what's the connection Meron and Rimon? So if you think, you know, not Cafe Rimon, relax. But Rimon is a pomegranate. You think Rosh Hashanah. You think the Gemara says that every single Jew, even the Poishe Yisrael, is Malik Kemitzas Kerimo. Open up a pomegranate. Hey, is that what a Rimon is? Yeah. Sometimes they always get mixed up. Tamar, you did it, Tamar. That's how I always remember Tamar. Did it, Tamar. That's a good Rebbe joke. It's like, you're so cool. Slash, like, you're, that's the worst, like, corny joke. So, Meron has the ability to be able to bring out every single type of Jew. Kippah, no Kippah, no, it doesn't matter. That's Rebbe Shimon. That was the Koyach Rebbe Shimon Baruch Hai. Why did it happen? I have no answers. I have no questions. I have no answers. I have a lot of questions. But Rebbe Lord Jonathan Sacks, one quote, Zatzal, once quoted a Hasidic rabbi, I forgot which one. He said, down here, we have a lot of questions, not too many answers, but upstairs, there are only answers and no questions. Just a matter of we want to live with an Olam Hazadik of you, or we want to live with an Olam Haba. Shabbos, the last Shabbos, was the only day of the week that I was able to actually not think about it. Because Shabbos is Olam Haba. You're not connected to this world, you're not connected to anything, you're not connected to your phone, you're not connected to the noise, to the constant challenges and chaos of the week. So I was trying to think about Emuna, Bitachon, Achdus. There's a big toy from the Rebbe Rebzusha on the Parsha. It's not where I wanted to go, but I'll just say it anyways, because I think it's important. Shemitah, seventh year, person has to stop working. Can't work the land. So Pasuk says, V'chisomra ma'anocha, v'ashana ha'shviz, you're going to ask. The Pasuk, this isn't like, you know, the kids might ask in the class, so you'll answer. No. The Pasuk says, V'chisomra ma'anocha, v'ashana ha'shviz, you're going to ask, what am I going to eat in the seventh year? Hey, lo nizra, v'lo nesef, es tuva asinu. You're not going to have anything to gather, you won't have any food. I'm going to give you enough double in the sixth year. But says the Rebbe Amelch, and he quotes his brother, Chassid Agolda Mefursim, he quotes his brother, Rebbe Reb Zusha. You know Zusha, the bands? He's named from the Rebbe Reb Zusha. He said, he asked this question, the Torah doesn't have one letter extra. Why is the Torah saying this? So I think it's very Pashin, and I think the Rebbe Reb Zusha nailed it. Not that he needs my Haskama at all. He says that when a person has emuna, complete bitachon and faith in Hashem, you bring down bracha to your life. And you just let go, as Rabbi Goldberg says, let go, let God, and you stop realizing you run your life, you bring down bracha. And when you have a suffix and you have a doubt in God, and then you're going to ask, v'chisomru ma'anoich v'ashan ha'shus, then hey, lo nizv v'anoichsav. If you ask that question, yeah, then lo nizv v'anoichsav. The Torah is giving us a warning. You're going to ask that. Yitzhar is going to ask you, why? Why should I do that? It doesn't make sense. If I don't work, then I'm not going to make money. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you a simple command. Don't work. And it's our job to listen to it. Don't ask kashas. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, don't ask kashas. 45 neshamas. 45 pure neshamas. Lo nishmas. Forgot in the beginning. Nachman, Daniel, Ben Svi, Arya. And the 44 other holy neshamas. There's going to be questions. Don't ask those questions. Because at the end of the day, when you have a moon and a happy talk, I'm not saying that you can't ask those questions. We've all asked them, and we're probably going to ask them until Mashiach comes. But the Rebbe Amelch, and he quotes this from the Rebbe Zusha, he says, at the end of the day, when a person has a moon, you bring down bracha, you change the reality of your life when you decide to live with a moon. Pasha. You change the reality. That's why by Kriyas Yom Tov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ma Tetzak, you're like, why are you screaming to me? Why are you screaming to me? When a Jew's in trouble, you cry to Hashem. Come on, the Rebbe says that sometimes tefillah gets you to a certain place, but emunah gets you higher. You know, you go to Orlando or any of these places, you take that thing, you bang it down, and Zach knows what I'm talking about. You know, you would do it for me. I wouldn't. I only get to like the orange. You'd probably get all the way to the red and to the purple on top, or whatever's on top. Sometimes davening only gets to a certain point, but emunah gets to a higher point. That's something that I've been living with that Torah from the Rebbe position the whole week. because every single time there's another story that comes out about Donnie Morris, and another story comes out about that Rebbe who took that kid, who took his Talmud, because he won. You saw this. You saw the story. Now I'm transitioning to the second part. I have 2 more minutes. Now I want to go back to the Nigun. I said it, but I want to go back quick. There's a 14-year-old. I forgot his name. I think maybe Rock. Sorry, Rock. Maybe 14-year-old kid in class. The Rebbe said, whoever learns the most or whatever gets to come with me to Meron. And it happened to be that the Rebbe was with his son and his kid. It was Talmud. And he sustained tremendous injuries. And not only did his son pass away, but the Talmud also passed away. And be able to watch him go to the father of the Talmud to beg for mechila. Putting his arm in his hand in the middle of his own shiva, his own kid, he's begging. He said, I tried my best to pull them out. And then to watch the father of the Talmud trying to console and comfort the Rebbe. The amount of achdus that's going on in I haven't felt this like this since the three boys. No, I don't know if you guys are too young to remember, but the amount of achdus when you see. There was a Tel Aviv guy, a gay, secular Tel Aviv guy. I'm sure you saw this on Twitter. Saw this? Secular, gay, Tel Aviv, Chiloni, nothing to do with Yiddish guy. And Rabbi Josh Brody's son-in-law, he was the one who tweeted this. And he said, I got on a bus from Tel Aviv to Bnei Brak. It's very close. I bought 2 cakes, a badatz, hechsher, and went to go sit with one of the families of Bnei Brak. He said, we look completely different. I'm Chiloni. He's Dati, black and white, whatever. And I cried there. And we just cried together. And we said, we have an eternal bond. To be able to watch as Shlomo Katz said, all these places in Israel, these disco clubs that were supposed to be open last Shabbos, the first time in the past year and a half that they got the okay. And they said, we're going to open. Like Rabbi Goldberg said on Erev Shabbos, that all the people want to donate blood, they had to turn away people to give away blood. The achdus has been insane. It's been incredible. That it's not about what's on the outside, it's about what's on the inside. And in the inside, we're coming to someone called Nishmas Yisrael, Rabbi Cook says. Nishmas Yisrael. Why is it 44 and not 46? Why is it Dafka 45? There's a Torah that I saw earlier today. Dafka on the word ma, it's not for now. But every single one of those Hashemas, I firmly believe they have a spark of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It's not even a question. If they share a yard site now to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, it means they're connected. They're ma'achit to Rabbi Shimon. They're one with Rabbi Shimon. And we should value and should learn everything about them like the Torah from Rabbi Shimon. Every single time they put out a schedule about Donnie Morris, and I'm sure everything's going to come, a lot more is going to come out, you should be learning their Torahs day and night. Those are holy Hashemas, the Chodesh Baruch Hu, handpicked. Mar Dasa told me that her son said, the guy on his left, the guy, his friend was there. The guy on the left and the guy on the right, he was in the middle. The guy on the left and the guy on the right passed away, and he somehow got out. So Shbaruch Hu handpicked certain tzaddikim that they left an imprint, and their job now is to be able to go. And our job is to be able to learn their Torah, to come together with Emuna, with Achdus, and last, just to end off with this Torah from Machzor Avram, the opening pasuk says, "Vayidaber Hashem Moshe b'Har Sinai le'mor." Kodesh Baruch Hu told to Moshe Har Sinai, what's Pshat b'Har Sinai le'mor? So Rashi says, to be able to tell you that just like everything, just like Shemitah and all the details of Shemitah were said at Har Sinai, so too everything was said at Har Sinai. But says the Machzor Avram, you want to know Eitel Har Sinai? We're less than 10 days out, a little over 10 days from Shavuos. He says a beautiful Torah Nachtos. Kishem Shebekabalas HaTorah b'Har Sinai Hayu Yisrael Kisha Chabalevecha. Just like Klai Yisrael, we were one man, one heart, like we felt this week. I haven't felt this Achdus we felt this week in a long time, probably since the three boys. Just like at Kabbalah Sator, we were like one man, one heart. We were unified. We were together. Kach gama shmita. When shmita happens, next year's a shmita year. When shmita happens, me'oreres achdus v'leiv echad. Shmita is supposed to be me'orer, supposed to awaken that love between us. Why? V'she'ein makom l'kin of esina. She'erei ha'aretz hi la'Hashem. There's no competition anymore. You're not looking at your neighbor. You're not looking at your friend. Because you realize nothing is ours. Everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Everything is a Kodesh. Everything is Tatis. We're the sons. We're the children. Everything belongs to Hashem. So what's the connection of Har Sinai to Shemitah? It's simple. Har Sinai was Kishcha B'Levichad, and Shemitah is supposed to be Kishcha B'Levichad. The whole week this week was just two things. Rabbi Kona, Rebbe said, when I reached out to him, Emuna, Bitachon, and Achdus, that's all I've been living with. That's all he's been living with. That's all we could all be living with. And I tell you right now, the only thing that got me to put the past 48 hours was knowing that we were going to have this matzah, this situation. Having Chever here, be able to come together, for me, it's the only thing that I could only imagine the day that we were going to get back together was going to be this night. Last week, everyone had their own cheshbon, how they wanted to. News was already getting out. David was busy, and I felt like it was appropriate. But tonight I could go into Shabbos knowing that we gathered together with Emunah. Even though it's hard, we're allowed to ask questions. There's a lot of questions. But I think the answer is simple. The answer is love. The answer is achdus. The answer is that secular guy who went from Tel Aviv to Bnei Brak. So it's not about what's on the outside. It's about what's on the inside. To know that we're one family. Kosh Baruch Hu should bless us. We should continue to remember this feeling. Not wait chas v'shalom for tragedy. Be able to learn from those 45 neshamos. Every single day there's something new coming out. And to learn their Torah, to learn their story. And to learn their Torah like Rabbi Shimon, because now they share your Torah with Rabbi Shimon. We have to learn everything about them, just like Rabbi Shimon said in the Zohar, Hakol Tulim B'Chavus Italia Misa. Everything goes back to love. Everything goes back to Achdus. If we do this, we zoch to dance with those 45 neshamas from Meiron to Yerushalayim to have Matan Torah as Hashem Yerushalayim Yerkodesh.
I don't know why this song just comes to me. I should have to play it. I don't even know if I have to be honest. What we're going to play tonight.
Show me, 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 show me